This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Good evening. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle. We have got a full house in here tonight. We've got Dave on panel.
G'day, g'day.
G'day. Hello, Beck, following through from the...
I know.
Stand straight.
I just need a moment to recover, Michelle.
And again, Thursday night. Informer, I was on. Oh, stand up straight, Gina and Beck.
We just own Thursday nights.
Oh. We do, really.
So how did you enjoy your bisexual experiences before?
Well, I learned a lot about lesbians and bisexual sexual health.
Oh, there you go.
Can I just say, I went into it really nervous, thinking I'm going to be blushing. Thank God you can't see me blush on air. That was quite the opposite.
You're quite informative.
It's important stuff. And
no, I actually felt like I learned some stuff I can use in my own life.
Very good.
And there you go.
In three words, can you sum up what the show is about?
Women.
Cut your nails.
Cut your nails. Oh, that was the takeaway. Yeah, that was the big lesson.
I don't know what. Yeah.
And not Gina. Very family friendly.
And Gina, how are you?
I think I just explained how
you
it was.
Just explained.
Just right there.
Nice and calm.
Instant.
You're in your own environment there just then.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a fun-filled show tonight. We have our guest tonight is Roz Ward from Safe Schools. It's great to have Roz coming in. We'll have a chat with her shortly. And if you do need to reach out to us and ask us any questions, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. You can email us, familymatters@joy.org.au. We're Twits, familymatters94. And get us on Facebook, Family Matters on Joy. You can send all messages, whatever you want.
And we're on iTunes, finally.
Yes,
you can download us on iTunes. Thank you, IT.
Yeah, so all of our latest podcasts, go back and catch us on iTunes, as well as joy.org.au/... Family Matters.
And follow the hashtag Find Dave a Date.
Which is trending.
It is.
How did it go for you on the Friday night?
Oh, too many good-looking guys in suits. Wow.
And I was blocking you, unfortunately, most of the
time. Yeah, you were.
So we did not.
I was trying to catch up.
Yeah. Did we not hashtag Find Dave a Date?
Hashtag.
The search continues.
That was a great night. And we're going to talk more about that because
definitely
two award winners in the studio tonight.
Gina, you've got your third grade participation award. I heard this come in.
Yeah, because...
Congratulations.
We'll touch on that in a sec, how I've got a ribbon for fourth place, because it was only four teams and I can't swim. But anyway.
There it is.
There it is. You are listening to Family Matters. We'll be back shortly.
You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Now, Globe Awards on Friday night, a lot of respected people on stage, Michelle obviously being one of them.
And off stage, us, David.
Off the stage, what time of the night was it?
I mean, you two, Bob.
I lost my respect as the night went on.
I was going to say, Gina and Dave do their best work off stage.
We do.
We
did.
Absolutely.
Charm offensive.
It actually got me thinking about role models.
Yeah?
Like, who are our role models?
Well, you as a gay man, who's your role model?
Gay man? So I'm the straightest gay going around.
Like, you are.
When I start thinking about role models, I start thinking like Matthew Scarlett from the Geelong Footy Club. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you are a sports guy.
I wish Adrian was here.
Were you expecting me to say Anthony Kalea or something like that? What's yours, Michelle?
Look, growing up, I the only examples I had was like RuPaul and Jerry Springer. So I, as a kid, grew up, I loved RuPaul's style, her fashion, and I wanted to be RuPaul. And I'm just about as tall as RuPaul, so so there's not much for trans kids and stuff on media and stuff. So, yeah.
I wanted to be Danny Minogue on Young Talent Time.
Bless.
I wanted my boyfriend to be Vince Del Tito from Young Talent Time. And I thought we were going to fall madly in love and Johnny Young was going to sing at our wedding. That did not happen.
That actually doesn't surprise me one little bit, Beck.
And then that led her to Family Law.
Yeah, that's
right.
Which
is right.
Yeah, I know.
Which is where we see it today.
That's right.
And Gina?
I have a few role models. Most of my role models are usually academics, intellectuals, that sort of stuff. And Yeah, oh, thanks for that. I am a professional university student. In fact, I never left and I now work at a university. Hence, you know, I like to surround myself. But tonight we actually have one of my role models, someone I look up to. Hence, I'm a bit too chicken to stay on air while we're interviewing this person because I might lose the ability of speech. Oh. And I don't want to embarrass myself. I could easily talk about safe sex for lesbians half an hour ago.
I knew you did.
And I was fine with that. Get me to talk
you're
to
fangirling, aren't you? Fangirling, you're fangirling level 10.
Bring a celebrity, and we have celebrities coming into Joy all the time. Yeah, not interested.
But the similarities between that is you clever. And Roz are quite similar. Like you're
what? You're, are you making a lesbian serious?
No.
You're both, is it a hate thing?
No.
Yeah, Dave, what is it?
No, you're both big defenders of the LGBTI community. Like you get, like to get out there and advocate.
I've got work to do.
Yeah.
I've got work to do. And people like Roz and Roellen are my absolute heroes.
Just like you
space.
Said, though, this is year to be your year to be a good gay.
Oh, I'm year two into being a better queer citizen. I need to know what I'm going to do next year.
Do you get a badge for that?
I'm hoping to get a cape.
No.
Made.
No, you wouldn't.
Mum's really good on the sewing
machine.
I got
an award for it.
Stop it. Dave, we're going to cover this later.
I reckon get a cape. Super lesbian.
Super lesbian. Super, super lesbian.
So what about any other, you love your movies, any role models on the big screen?
Not any role models on the big screen. I was really lucky and I'm sad to hear that Jerry Springer was your, and Ricky Lake were your role models. Because when I came out, the first person I actually came out to was my guitar teacher who taught me how to play metal on guitar. I played really badly. But my guitar teacher identified this little lesbian, 14-year-old that had walked in to play Guns N' Roses and Nirvana and all that sort of stuff. And she took really good care of me because I think she knew I was just desperate to tell someone I was gay.
Yeah.
And I say she because I actually met my guitar teacher, Michael, first, who was a long-haired headbanger I thought I could identify with. But Michael actually transition to Michelle. And
you mean your gay mother was a trans woman?
Gay mother Michelle was as well. A trans lesbian, and I was so proud of her. And she created the most safe space for me to come out into. She would take me out and make sure I was safe and taken care of. And that was my norm, coming out into that world. And I hated that my trans mum, trans lesbian mum, was being discriminated in lesbian spaces. And this is a long time ago. There was no transparent, and it's still happening now.
Yeah.
And I find it disgusting. But she was such, you know, she's the kind of person that kept me going and kept me alive and took very good care of me. So she's an absolute hero.
Oh,
so I was very lucky to have. I've got two Michelles in my life. Yeah. So
and you look up, Michelle. Me. Well, you look up to everyone. So
yeah. No.
And for people listening at home, Gina is a little bit small.
I'm short.
Not a crime. Not a crime.
Oompa. No. What? Dave.
That's harsh.
No. But she's cuddly. I can cuddle her and I can sit down on the chair and I can just give her a little hug.
Is this slam Gina night?
I love you, Gina.
Thank I think that was the hour before. Wasn't it? Just quietly. If anybody listened to Stand Up Straight, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Had enough of slamming Gina for one night, Dave.
You know what? I think just on that note.
Yeah, I think we've got some lovely community service announcements, haven't we, Dave?
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Now, we do have our lovely guest, Roz Ward, coming up. So if you want to join the conversation, you can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Well, you know, Dave, somebody's already told us that they love Glee.
They love the Glee,
Dan
yes.
loved it.
Oh, yep. I love Glee. Oh, I love who Dan doesn't? Who loves Glee.
Dan, don't stop believing. Now, it is that time of the night where we groove into our interview. Michelle, who do we have on tonight?
We have Roz Ward, who is the founder of Safe Schools. How are you, Roz?
Pretty good, actually. Thank you.
Welcome
We're
to our little bit of madness.
We're sitting here with our awards in front of us.
Exactly.
From Friday
are.
Night, you know, having a good time.
Between, you know, it's an award sandwich. You can be in the middle of the back.
Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
I'm still looking for my award.
How did you find Friday night?
It was good. I was just, waiting for the end of the night because my award was the penultimate announcement. I had absolutely no idea who was going to win. And my whole team and me were sitting there thinking, you know, maybe I'll win, maybe I won't win. It's fine if I don't win. It's okay. It's good. It's all good. We're having a good time. But we were all sort of just sitting there. And then when they said my name, I was like, okay, it's happening.
Had you practiced your face like at the Oscars? Like if you did lose, you know, that gracious face or your winning face?
Well, a lot of people say I do have like resting butch face, which
is brilliant.
Kind of not necessarily a happy looking demeanor, but no, I hadn't practiced my face and I hadn't really thought that much about what I was going to say. The only thing that I had thought was that the award kind of belongs to my whole team and I knew I wanted to get them up on the stage. But apart from that, I just wanted to talk about why we do what we do. So, it was pretty amazing.
I know I struggled myself because I can be such an extrovert and I honestly was going to like the Greyhound, the Laird, RMIT, and I'm going, look, there's no way I'm going to win this one. And I thought, and I got up there, I was literally speechless. But I know yourself, you're a bit more of an introvert than I am. How did you find being up there on stage? And
yeah, it's something that's happened a lot more to me in the last year, I suppose, having to talk about what we do and be a bit more in the spotlight. And I guess, you know, some of that experience has been about answering the questions that I don't think anybody else should have to answer about who they are and why they need to be supported in schools and why this work matters. So I'm happy to do all of that. Most of the time I don't talk a lot about myself or my own experiences. So winning an award that's got my name on it personally, it's not a Safe Schools Award, is kind of a different experience. And one I'm happy to accept, but yeah, I'm still a bit like reticent about talking about that.
So can you tell us a little bit more about Safe Schools and what Safe Schools is all about?
Well, yep. Safe Schools Coalition is about making LGBTI plus same-sex attracted, gender diverse and intersex people feel good about being at school and feel happy and feel safe and feel included. It's pretty simple, really. Of course, we don't want people to get bullied because of who they are, but as people have pointed out, and they think they're somehow catching us out into saying we're not just an anti-bullying program, but that is not just what we are. We are about a positive approach in schools to all of these forms of diversity. And if you don't have that positive approach, you're never going to get rid of bullying. So the two things really go hand in hand.
Where does the seed of this brilliant idea for safe schools come from? Did you just wake up one day and think, I know, or was there an experience that led to it, or what was the genesis?
Well, I'd been working at La Trobe in the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society with a bunch of researchers, and I'd been working mostly with people who run youth programs for LGBTI young people. And what I'd been noticing was a lot of those workers were saying the young people come to our groups, they have a lot of stuff going on in their lives, they have a lot of negative experiences, and it seems like we're kind of dealing with all of the shit, basically, that they have to experience at school, and yet nothing much is actually happening in schools to change that. And at the same time in 2010, we had the publication of Writing Themselves in Three, which is Anne Mitchell and Lynn Hillier's research, which showed that the majority of homophobia that young people are experiencing in Australia happened at school. And in Victoria, the Department of Education and the Victorian government have said since 2008 they think that schools should be supporting sexual diversity and gender diversity. So there's kind of a gap. I mean, there's a lot of gaps in Australia and in politics between what people say that they think should be happening and what's actually happening. And so Safe Schools was just trying to find a bunch of strategies and ways of working with schools to make sure that what the Department of Education said schools should be like was actually more what they actually are like rather than the reality that we found in that research.
Now, like Gina said before, you know, when you talk about role models and stuff like that. Now, myself, I came out 3 years ago and I experienced my own high level of discrimination, but mine was obviously in the workplace because clearly I'm way out of school. Now, for me, definitely you have been a role model for myself with what you did with Safe Schools, which is what I'm trying to apply something similar to LGBTI jobs, because I found there's a massive gap with some of the education programs that are out there. But some of the things I found people coming out to me and saying, why are you trying to make it political in the workplace? When really it's not political, it's actually trying to create a safer environment, a more educated environment for obviously in your place schools, my place, the employment. How do you respond to people when they try to say things like that to yourself?
Well, I think really, I mean, a lot of the time we come back to the evidence, and the evidence is pretty unequivocal that young people who are gender diverse or have diverse sexualities or who are intersex or who have an intersex variation are not having a great time at school. And anybody, really, from any background, any sexuality, any gender, any religion, any culture, can't really look you in the face and say, yeah, actually young people deserve to be miserable or bullied or not have a good time at school. And if you don't agree with any of that, then what are we doing? What are we going to do about that? And Safe Schools is just saying, look, we need to do something about it. Actually, schools really want every single student to feel good about being at school. Teachers want that. Parents, of course, want their children to be happy and feel good. And so let's make sure that they are. And if you don't know how to do that, we've got some ideas. We can help you. We can support you. And that's really what Safe Schools Coalition is all about.
Well, that was actually, absolutely just love what it's doing, what it's for. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask was if I was obviously being a parent myself of two little kids, and I wanted to find a school that was part of Safe Schools, is there a brochure, a site or anything I could actually look up to find out which schools are part of the Safe Schools program?
Yep. Our website, sscv.org.au, has a full list of member schools, which includes primary and secondary schools. But it's always worth getting in touch with us if you are a parent or a family member of a young person to find out a bit more about the schools in your local area, because being a member of Safe Schools Coalition is a really good commitment that a school has made, but it's not necessarily a guarantee of the level of work that they're doing. It's really worth having that conversation either with us or saying to the school, you're a member, what kind of things are you doing around this kind of diversity, and to see what they say. And you can get a pretty good sense pretty quickly how inclusive a school might be and how open they are to talking about this stuff. So as many people that ask schools these questions, it's better for, you know, everyone in that school community.
So with some of the attacks on Safe Schools, how important is it to have like major support here in Victoria by our state government led by Daniel Andrews?
Well, I think it's life-saving. You know, there's a lot of blown up language about, you know, the kind of debates that have gone on about Safe Schools Coalition. There's a lot of vitriol. There's a lot of emotive think of the children and, you know, who cares the most about children or whatever. But actually in Victoria, when you look at the work that's happening on the ground and when you talk to students and young people and when you talk to teachers and parents and leadership in schools, I think that the work that we're doing with schools, and, you know, we don't do it for them. They're wanting to do this work and we're supporting them. We only ever go where we're invited as Safe Schools Coalition. But to have the backing of the Victorian government is really the difference, I think, from young people feeling good to not feeling good. And that sense of self and sense of, you know, belonging and being recognised and being valued is a life-saving thing and a life-changing thing that can set you on a path that's very different from what it might have been 5-10 years ago when Safe Schools Coalition didn't exist.
With and one of the things I wanted, this has been in my mind actually for quite some time. I know we focus on the school, say you get a young child who's transgender, not identifying with their body, teens in high school identifying as lesbian, gay. But what about children at this, my children's age, like 11 and 7, where they don't...
It's really good ages, by the way.
Really good ages. And they don't have any type of gender dysphoria or any kind of sexual change in identity or anything like that, but they've got a transgender parent coming to the school. Do you educate the schools and stuff around same-sex parents and transgender parents so that if my children might be bullied because they've got a dad who's a woman?
Yeah, absolutely. Safe Schools Coalition is about not just students, although that's been a lot of the focus of some of the media stuff, but, you know, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of LGBTI teachers in Victoria and hundreds, if not thousands, of LGBTI parents. And we really do, particularly in primary schools, it's more and more of a visible thing, you know, that students have same-sex parents or transgender or gender-diverse parents, and parents who are, you know, proud of who they are, want their school to know who they are, want that school community to value them, and often schools just are not quite sure what they're supposed to do, or they haven't really ever looked at their forms that say who's your mum and who's your dad, and that's the only options that you have on the form.
Yeah, they're confused, you know, on my forms.
Yeah, and they go, wait, what? Wait, so who's the father? And you're like, well, actually, it's Michelle, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go, wait, and that might be new, but often schools just go, okay, sure, if that's, you know, that's who the parents are, that's who they are. Is it okay to change the form or not? And maybe they'll give us a call and we'll say, yeah, of course, just put, you know, who are the parents, and you just leave a space and you write whatever you want in it.
Oh, we definitely had that recently, and they actually recalled us back and said, we see mom has put on dad's, and my ex actually went and said, no, that's their father. They're completely confused. We had to get the whole explanation, but they were like, right, thank you very much. And they just ended the call and been done with it. Anyways, we have some more of these conversations coming up here on Family Matters. We'll be back shortly.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
It is Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
We are talking schools. Thanks for the school bell there,
Dave. Yeah, ring the bell. Lunchtime. Oh, I used to love lunchtime. Rush to the canteen, get some steamed dim sims. Oh,
what kind of school did you go to?
It was a school that had
I miss schools back in America because we had the whole cafeteria. You get your tray, you get pizza and all the other stuff.
Just like watching Grace when you went to school?
Pretty much.
That's how I imagine it.
Yeah.
Now, it is Thursday nights. David, myself, we've got Michelle in, and we've got Beck and Gina as well, who's doing a bit of social media. And we have our guest in, which... the creator of Safe Schools, Roz Ward.
You've gone from the founder to the creator.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, well, I think the Murdoch Press wants to call me the Marxitect, which is a good one. I'm happy with that. It's fine.
That's funny. Now, we recently had Ro Allen on the show, and they were talking about regional Victoria and more of the city of Melbourne, and they saw a massive difference between the two locations for being a same-sex couple. Have you found similar with safe schools?
Well, the evidence sort of from writing themselves in found that rural and regional young people experience higher levels of homophobia than metropolitan young people. But one of the interesting things, and I think, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes about kind of rural and regional Australia being this kind of, you know, backwards place, but I think what that fails to recognize is that if you live in, you know, and I grew up in a very tiny community in Somerset in southwest England, but what you did have in those communities and what you do have here is a real kind of protective factor of people who know you, of people who know your family, who look out for you, who care for you in a way that sometimes in a big city you can kind of get lost. It's like the big schools compared to the small schools. If you're in a small school where the teachers are kind of switched on and people are really caring about each other, that can be a much more validating experience than a big school where everyone's trying to do everything and you kind of get lost. So I think there are some really positive things about rural and regional Australia that are often obscured by some of the bare stats about levels of homophobia. And there's plenty of homophobia in Melbourne, and we can all tell stories about that just walking down the street and having people shout out stuff at us. I've had that in Melbourne, and I've never had that anywhere when I've been anywhere in regional Victoria.
Same.
Roz, I was really interested on the show before us. We were talking about sexual health for lesbian and bisexual women. And one of the things that I sort of learned through what Gina and Ruby were saying was that when you're at school, you get taught heterosexual sex ed, you know, sex ed is penises going vaginas, and there's not much more than that.
Put a condom on a banana.
Is part of what you're trying to do with Safe Schools expand that, or is that something that you think is important in schools?
Well, we're not really trying to expand it. We're just trying to get schools to deliver what it says in the Australian curriculum and in the Victorian curriculum, which is you absolutely should be talking about sexual diversity. That's there. It's been there for a very long time before Safe Schools ever came along. More of what we're trying to do is have conversations with schools and with students and say, is this happening? If it's not happening, why don't you know, do you have the resources to do that? Can we help you find ways to do that more effectively? And, you know, a lot of teachers are doing that. It's a very mixed picture out there. And I think it needs to be a more consistent one where everyone can kind of find out what they need to know about whatever they want to be doing.
So there's great initiatives like Safe Schools, LGBTI jobs. There's also Proud to Play that in the sporting space. For the people who are not supportive of Safe Schools, do you think it just comes down to purely just a lack of education or awareness in this space?
Well, that's a big question. The people who don't support safe schools, what motivates them? You know, I think there's a lot of different things going on, and it varies, you know, from person to person. I think there's a lot of fear around not kind of knowing what Safe Schools Coalition actually does. There's a lot of fear of young people having increased knowledge and awareness about these issues that might, you know, change the way that they're thinking in a way that their parents don't want them to think or whatever. But I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that the whole of society is changing, and it's changing in a way that's more accepting of diversity. And for some people, that's a real challenge to their whole worldview, and something that at this point they feel strongly enough to want to, you know, kick up a fuss about. And I think safe schools has kind of been the focus of that, but it probably flows through to a whole lot of different areas of our lives and our community and the way things are changing in Australia.
The thing that really surprises me here is, now I come from Midwest America, Bible Belt. So, you know, I'm hearing lots of things like, this is against the Bible and all kinds of things and whatever Jesus said, this or that. You know, you don't get a lot of that kind of crap going on up there, right? So here, I hear...
some of that here, just a different accent.
yeah, exactly.
Right.
But I don't see that as much. I mean, our kids on television are even in our own homes, when we're sitting, you know, in the backyard, they'll hear the F word every other word. They'll hear, you know, half the people dress more scantily here than they do in America, where I'm from. You have, you know, television after a certain hour, we're going to see a lot more adult material. You go on the internet, if kids want to see and do whatever, they pretty much have exposure to it. And here, all we're talking about is just discussing that, hey, some parents might be same sex, or one parent who his dad is saying she. I'm curious, is it just that the media is grabbing one or two people that are just cracking the shits and they're just basically running with it? Or is there a massive pocket of people who really are that conservative, going, this is what Jesus said with the Bible?
What you mean? This is what Jesus said with the Bible?
This is what Jesus said. That's right.
How we say it here. Yeah.
Mate.
I mean, like, we could speculate about some of that stuff. I think what actually people should be looking at is, what do we do at Safe Schools Coalition? Can you get behind a program that is about making young people feel good about school, making sure every single teacher who teaches at a school doesn't feel afraid to talk about some aspect of who they are, and every single parent can go up to their school when they enroll their kids, say, these are the parents of these children, you know, we want them to be enjoying school, we want them people to know that we're their parents, and like, that's it. Yeah. Really.
So when you go in and do education in the schools, how do you conduct that? What do you do? How is it handled?
Well, most of the time we're working with teachers and with school leadership. So we don't go and teach students. We run some parent information sessions, and we're happy to do that whenever a school wants us to help with the parent engagement stuff. But mostly we're working with teachers, because a lot of the time teachers are really just looking for confirmation that it's okay to be talking about this stuff, because they can be unsure. They're looking for strategies and ways to most effectively talk about these issues. And they want to make sure that they're looking after their students and that they're doing everything that they can. And we can provide information and support and guidance on all of those things.
So to make it crystal clear, you're not going in and speaking to children about these issues.
That's not our job, to go and speak to children. If we're ever in front of a class of children, it's with their teacher, it's with their principal, it's with probably 10 different teachers who come into the room.
I just wanted to make that 100% clear.
I mean, anybody who's ever worked with a school, or any parent really who has kids at school, knows that people don't just wander into classrooms and start talking about whatever they want to talk about. It's a pretty ridiculous notion, and it's one that I'm quite surprised that, you know, so many people have thought, Ros Ward, you know, she just goes straight into that grade 3 and starts saying whatever she wants. That's not really how schools work. And
good morning, Miss Ward.
You know, like, oh, yeah, have you heard about... No.
This is a dental dam. No.
We don't do that. You know, we work with schools. Principals invite us in, teachers invite us in, and they want us there because they want to make sure that they're making their children feel good.
When schools sign up to become members of this, is it members the right word to use, of a coalition? Yep. Do you have any sort of ongoing, I'm a lawyer, so I'm going to use the word regulation, but that's not probably the right word, to check that they're doing the right thing? Because I would hate to think that, you know, a school would sign up so that they get the badge on their website or whatever and then don't really talk the talk and walk the walk.
Well, you know, we work closely in partnership with the Department of Education. The Department of Education has policies. You know, there's legislation that covers discrimination and all that, as you would know. So there are mechanisms to draw on, but we're really trying to work positively with schools so that it's not just another list of compliance items that they have to tick off, and they do that in a way that's kind of, oh, God, and they have to make us do this thing and that thing. We want them to understand, and we want teachers to feel inspired and really happy to be doing this work. Because it doesn't actually add to the workload in schools. It's just making sure that people know about this kind of diversity, understand it, appreciate it, value it, recognise it, affirm it in young people.
And make it part of what they're doing anyway.
And make it just an integrated part, just as we do cultural diversity, religious diversity, all the different kinds of diversity that we have.
So can an individual teacher sign up to Save Schools, or does the whole school have to sign up?
Well, the school principal signs the membership form. So if you're a teacher at a school where your principal's not yet signed a membership form, you can get involved in other ways. You can come to our training sessions that are held at La Trobe University regularly, once a term at least. You can still download the resources, find out all the information off our website, and you can still definitely be in contact with us to find out more about what you can do in your school, even if the school as a whole hasn't yet signed up as a member.
So is the next stage for Save Schools is to try and get that education as part of a teacher's education at uni?
That would be a fantastic thing. Again, it's one of those things that is kind of supposed to be there as part of what teachers learn, but there's a lot of difference between particular education faculties around Australia and internationally about how much LGBTI diversity goes
and
into
teaching.
And even
the teaching
training.
Degree going from 3 years to 4 years possibly.
That's and there's a lot of pressure in that area as well to kind of fit every single thing we want teachers to know into that time frame. So that's definitely part of how we think this work could progress and be further embedded into what schools do and how teachers work. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot of opportunities to do it as well, I think.
So very exciting. You are listening to Family Matters. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
I'll be podcasting all the way home all those shows. How great are all
Definitely.
Those shows? You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. We've got the whole gang in. We've got Roz Ward, the creator.
And Gina's come back.
Schools.
I was a little scared. I've come back.
Why, Gina?
Oh, no reason.
The blush has slightly gone down now.
I'm sitting between Gina and Roz so it doesn't get awkward.
And I'm sitting between two awards. Like, we'll have to see.
Do you like that?
Thank you for referring to me as an award, Gina.
They might rub off, though.
Now, Roz, I've got a bit of a question for you, a bit of a serious one, a bit of a personal one. What can I do in the next 12 months to win a Globe Award?
Well, people's choice is a tough one, you know. You've got to shake a lot of hands, smile a lot, which is hard when you have a resting butch face like mine. But apparently I smiled at enough people, shook enough hands, said enough of the right things, and people voted for me, and here we are.
What about if we combine
my name on it?
Your search for the People's Choice Awards with hashtag find David date, and then every man that you date, could be their People's Choice. What do you think, Roz?
It depends how the date goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Are you the people's choice, Dave?
I don't know. Text in if you are.
I was going to say.
0427-JOY949.
Go to our social media page. Look at photos of him. He's cute.
Now, Roz, being a trans woman and a father, if I wanted my children's school to get involved, as part of Safe Schools, what would I need to do?
Talk to them and say, have you heard about Safe Schools Coalition? Because I know a lot of people in our community would think, of course, everyone knows about Safe Schools Coalition, but there's a whole lot of schools that actually haven't even heard of us yet. And so just saying, do you know about Safe Schools Coalition? I've heard that they provide some rather excellent support for staff and for teachers to understand a bit better about diversity. You know, there's at least one transgender parent at this school, so it would be great for the staff to know what it means to be transgender. Safe Schools Coalition offer free professional learning for teachers for any school in Victoria at any time. All you need to do is call them and book it in, and, you know, they're very friendly people.
You look friendly,
just
Ross.
Just have a chat.
We promise she doesn't have resting butch face. We promise.
No. No, I know. I'm actually smiling quite a lot tonight. Yeah. It's good. I'm having a good time.
And I'm going to dare to ask a question. Hi, Ross. It's Gina over here in the blue chair. What I wanted to actually know was, okay, so you're a same-sex parent and you've got kids and they're starting up school and you know Safe Schools isn't there.
Yeah.
And the school community doesn't know about your relationship because you're in the inner city and nobody talks to their neighbours anymore. I want to make that call to Safe Schools to get them involved so that my kids are okay at school. I make that call, but what does that start? Am I going to now be ostracised by the other parents because I've gone and started something, or will I get some information about how to approach my school, or like what happens when you make that call? You dial that number and you go, I want them to come and tell
Have a very friendly conversation with either me, Matt, Mel or Joel on the end of the phone at Safe Schools Coalition. And generally the best way to actually get stuff happening in schools, what we normally recommend to parents is that as a parent, you're very important to your school and your school leadership will listen to parents. And so we would probably recommend that you give the principal a call or you have a chat with somebody at school or your kid's classroom teacher and say, look, we just want to make sure that the schools are doing everything they can so that our child or children are feeling good. Have you heard about Safe Schools Coalition? It's pretty easy to get some support, do some staff PD, see what you think about it and take it from there, really.
Ros, do you go out to schools and say this is what we can offer, or is it more a case of schools coming to you?
Well, we work with schools that come to us, but they come to us via a lot of different pathways. So one of them is, you know, it's very often the case that parents have been the ones to say to the school, we think you could be doing a bit more in this area. Or students can say to the school, you know, why is there still homophobic language? Why aren't you doing more? Why isn't the school a member of Safe Schools Coalition yet? So there's plenty of advocates in the community that will do that work. Which actually means that in the last 6 years, I've been working for Safe Schools for 6 years, we've never had a strategy where we go to schools and we're not the ones saying, this is what you need to do. We've never done that.
Sounds like you haven't had to, though.
No, we haven't. And we've had 276 schools come to us. So that keeps us pretty busy between the four of us. So, yeah, we go where we're invited and where there's a need and where somebody has said that's what they think should be happening in the school.
Well, we've had a teacher review actually come through and saying it's the training is fantastic, informative, eye-opening, and excellent opportunity for all teachers. Oh, so there you go.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Actually, the teachers do enjoy the PD. I've had in the last 6 years, I would say dozens of teachers who have said to me at the end of our PD, this is the best professional learning I've ever had as a teacher. And teachers who've said, I've been a teacher for 25 years. We've never talked about sexual diversity. We've never talked about gender diversity. I wish we had of in the last 25 years, and I'm really happy that we have now. And it's not scary, and it's not that difficult. And I really think this has been, you know, one of the best experiences in my career as a teacher, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and I guess a lot of teachers out there do actually care about the LGBTI community, but they just don't know how to go about it and what they need to sort of knock on their
and
head.
And a lot of those teachers 25 years ago would have been told, do not ever mention the word gay.
Mm.
Do not talk about same-sex relationships, let alone transgender identities, that they would be, you know, still carrying with them that fear of, oh, if I tell the kids it's okay to be gay, they're going to think I'm gay. Is that going to be getting me in trouble with the principal? What does the department think of that? So a lot of that still carries on in people's heads, and we just want to be able to say to them, no, it is actually okay. You can say this stuff. In fact, you should be saying this stuff. And there's more of a risk from the department and a legal risk even if you're not talking about these issues.
Absolutely.
Now, Roz, I know we're in a room full of people, but I've got to ask a really personal question. If I let you touch mine, can I touch yours?
Awards, everyone. She's talking about awards.
Well, award MVP.
They seem quite... quite similar, but yeah, we can push our awards.
Yeah, push them together.
Actually, they have a sort of velvety.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Can two awards make a baby award?
Yeah, Dave, it might rub off if we.
That's exciting,
yeah,
isn't it?
It might get a bit
their
of
names
luck.
Might rub off.
It's like being in the studio with Georgie Parker and Lisa McCune. All the awards around here. It really is.
I wish I had a Loki. Roz, can I ask a question? Not to not focus on how two awards make a baby award, but we're all about families here. What's your dream for safe schools? You know, 12 months, 5 years down the track, what's the ideal picture for you about how safe schools looks and what it does?
Well, the ideal thing for me would be that we don't need Safe Schools Coalition anymore, because schools everywhere are just doing this work, are inclusive, LGBTI young people are feeling good, probably not even needing to identify necessarily as LGBTI, just they are who they are. They're, you know, they describe their own gender and their own sexuality, however they want to do that. And, you know, everyone respects each other.
Maybe by then straight people might be getting discriminated. Who knows? But seriously, no. Safe Schools, fantastic initiative, and Roz, you're doing a great job.
And
there.
It'll be Straight Schools Coalition, you know, just trying to.
Yeah, that's right. I might start that.
I needed this in Greek school. I would have just brought them in for those painful 5 hours when I had to dance Greek with boys. I mean, it was like that whole boy-girl thing, a Greek dance. Yeah, it was
all you know, partner dancing is coming back into primary schools.
No.
Is it? Yeah, seriously.
No. Really? I don't want to do-si-do.
I was surprised when we've spoken to primary schools and I'm like, you know, so let's not break up into girls and boys too much and there's other ways of doing it. And they're like, oh, but we're doing this partner dancing thing now. I'm like, no.
Actually, can I also send some child entertainers that I was disgraced by one the other weekend that did that whole, okay, boys and girls, let's separate them and now let's pull your dads on, because the saddest thing that happened that day, there was a lot of single mums there who didn't have dads, and I saw a little girl go up to her mum going, can you play because I don't have a dad?
Oh.
And it was devastating.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, well, I really want to play this game but I don't have a dad. And it's like, oh, dude. Seriously, this is your job, to entertain. Anyway, I was giving out prizes as guns, and I wasn't very impressed with that. Anyway.
There's a few things going on with him we need to work on, I think.
With that man that needs working on.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters, but unfortunately, we have reached the end of the show. If you have missed tonight's show, you can get us on www.joy.org.au/family matters, and you can now get us on iTunes, thanks to Gina. I still need to wax your eyebrows. go back in all of our shows. We have, if you have missed any of our shows in the past, and if you do want to follow up on us, get us at familymatters@joy.org.au. We are Twits, Family Matters 94, or Facebook, Family Matters on Joy. Roz, again, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us, having a good laugh.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting
Thank you very much.
And
just got to keep my hand on this in case somebody
sneaks off with
my award.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just do the F for 1 minute? I became a rainbow auntie in the last couple of weeks. My very good friends Alice and Zoe had a little baby called Jasper. And so I think I'm a rainbow auntie now. And it was the most gorgeous thing. They had their baby and their donor, who's a friend of theirs, was there at the hospital. And there's all these grandparents and people that love this baby. And it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
Congratulations, Beck.
Was this a lesbian baby shower?
Yes, they had their lesbian baby shower, and they had their lesbian baby.
Weren't we meant to be broadcasting from the birth? Wasn't that in your contract to bring the lesbian?
I should have told them that.
So now you're a rainbow auntie. So you welcome to the fold.
I know.
Did the initiation with her?
No one gave me a certificate.
Give her complimentary dental dam.
Oh. And no.
You learned all about it. Wow. Actually, well, coming up after us is our very, very favourite Bears! What's on tonight's show?
One bear.
Good boy.
Singular bear.
Everything.
Probably
everything.
Let's talk about dental dance, I suspect.
We're going to turn you into a bear.
I double up as a bear tonight.
Now just to go and let you know, Roz, we've had quite a bit of love coming in through here. And basically, the comments have been that you and your team are heroes and you're changing the space for the whole LGBTIQ plus and a partridge in a pear tree community.
Thank you.
Well done, Roz.
We love you all too.
Family Matters own Roz Ward. That's what you're called now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay.
Still want to win that Globe Award next year?
You can touch mine.
Ah, oh, Michelle, please, Michelle.
If she asks one
right
more
there.
Time, yeah.
Just so inappropriate.
Well, next week.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about the law.
And who have you got on?
My boss is going to come in.
Oh,
so
my
you all
God.
Have to behave.
Oh, Sally's coming in.
Yeah,
cool.
So you all have to behave yourself.
So you could actually get terminated on air next week.
Well, that'd be something. That'd be something.
Probably deserve it.
Might get a raise. Never know.
Never know. I'll talk to her for you.
Thanks,
Mike. We're close.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll let her touch my award.
Okay, why not?
Now, another fantastic edition of Family Matters Done and Dusted.
Done and Dusted. It's always so sad to leave, but it's always so exciting when they come back on next week.
It is.
It is. Are you just ready to say goodbye. Well, I'm not.
One, two. No,
you hang up first.
No, you, Dave. No, you.
No, I think the bear will decide that in a second.
That's right. The bear's made the decision.
Say goodnight, Roz.
Goodnight, Roz.
Goodnight, Australia.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.